Welcome to Under Construction, Why So Serious on Growth in the Greater Dayton Area. I'm Lewis Wallace. Moraine City Manager Dave Hicks says the South Dayton town is in a tough spot financially and still dealing with empty buildings and polluted Superfund sites. That's despite the news that a Chinese auto glass company called Fuyao is coming soon to fill part of the vacant former GM plant. So Moraine is asking voters on Tuesday to increase the income tax. Almost all Moraine's costs come from income tax, as opposed to the property taxes a lot of places have. I asked Dave Hicks why Moraine has workers rather than homeowners paying the bills.
Moraine has always been a receiver of employment. We are an employment base for the region. There are companion issues that go along with that. For example, let me ask you this. How many landfills do you have in your community? In Moraine, we have 9. There's a companion piece that people sometimes try to ignore that live in bedroom communities where they don't have industry. They think, gosh, we should just bring the money back here. Some of them occasionally will think that. That's just the way it is. We're not objecting to it or protesting. It's just the way it is. But the truck traffic, the pollution, all of those things that are companions to that arrive here. As an employer, we recognize that. That's where things go. Just like landfills, waste has to go somewhere. Unfortunately, it's here. But many of the communities in our region have no landfills in their region. Now, what kind of things does a community have to address in response to that? Well, we have homes in our area that have remediation systems put in because of vapor contamination into the homes. We have some well fields that can't be used because of groundwater contamination. What other things are? Well, you have air pollution, noise pollution, and the traffic and the calls for service from police, fire, streets, and other city services. So while it may on the surface sound like a good idea to say, gosh, we should bring the, why shouldn't we share in that money? That's fine if you share in the cost, expense, and other things that are associated with being an employer in an industrial community.
Those long-term environmental consequences that you're talking about to some of the industry that used to be here, what do you anticipate is the end game with that? How much is going to get cleaned up? Are there any issues with new forms of contamination or new risks as new industries move in?
No, it's concerned about new risk, but frankly, some of the Superfund sites are not going to be cleaned up. I mean, the U.S. EPA has made a decision on containment, and that's it. It just lays there as dormant land, which becomes never available for reuse. When you have that land, it's hard to compete with a green space somewhere. Someone wants to go plow over a farm field and build a new building, and we have an existing contaminated site. It's difficult.
That might take millions of dollars to clean up if it can be cleaned up at all.
Well, and again, in the case of the Cardington Road landfill, for example, there's no intention of cleaning it up. It's just going to remain stagnant forever, or relatively forever, at least in the mindset of the U.S. EPA currently.
And what about Fuyao? That's been the news of, the year really so far in terms of jobs coming to the Miami Valley. How is that going to change Moraine's financial needs?
Fuyao will be a great addition to the city. We're very excited about them coming. Over the last few years, we've had a few companies come to town. And one of the new companies, Tyler Technologies, came to town, brought about 200 jobs. We have WCR, which was the pioneer company manufacturer over at the former GM plant. And we have Heidelberg that moved into the former Cooper Tire building. At the same time, though, that we have all this great things happening, we do have some other things going the other way. We have Primetime Party Rental, which employs about 125 people. They have been in town for years. They just bought a building in West Carrollton, so they're moving. We have the Berry Company moving to Kettering with about 300 employees. A technology company in town called Laystar. They were bought recently, and of course that causes us to be somewhat nervous about their 225 employees that are in the city. And we have another company that's not public yet that we're negotiating with that has been talking about leaving the city for some time. They have about 100 employees. So we're winning some and losing some. We're dog paddling in the pool. We're not making a lot of progress right now, but we are making progress.
That's Moraine City Manager Dave Hicks. And this is Under Construction, WISO's series on growth in the Greater Dayton area. We dig underneath the physical and economic markers of growth to look at the human consequences. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.